Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Today, I'd like to share some information about an autumn event where you can experience the charm of Old Hakata. Starting this Friday, the 17th, the Hakata Old Town Festival will begin. It'll be held in the Hakata Old Town area, where many temples and old streets remain. Various events will take place in this area full of history and culture until Sunday, November 9th. Over the 24-day period, visitors can experience this area in a new way with town walks, kimono dressing, hands-on activities, and delicious food and drink. Among the highlights is the Hakata Old Town Light Up Walk, which will take place for 4 days from Friday, October 31st to Monday, November 3rd. During this period, temples and shrines that are usually closed at night will be specially opened. Their buildings and gardens will be beautifully lit, and visitors can enjoy illuminated approach paths and atmospheric grounds in a completely different ambience than during the day. This unique event offers a rare opportunity to view temples and shrines in this special nighttime setting. This year's lighting theme is Forest of Light. The nighttime Hakata Old Town Light Up Walk will begin on Friday, October 31st and continue through Monday, November 3rd with the light up period from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Additionally, during these 4 days, there'll be music events where visitors can enjoy live classical and jazz performances, along with Japanese sake and other drinks, and gourmet food from kitchen cars. At the night markets and local marchés, visitors can also enjoy Hakata's food culture during both the day and evening. For more details, please search the official website. Be sure to head out and enjoy this unique opportunity to experience the special history and culture of Hakata available only during this event.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Come and show your support for the international residents giving speeches in Japanese for the 23rd Japanese Speech Contest. This year, on Sunday, October 19th, starting at 1 p.m., the Fukuoka City International Foundation will be holding the 23rd Japanese Speech Contest by international residents. At this contest, international residents and technical interns studying Japanese at schools or classrooms in the Fukuoka area will speak on various topics such as their experiences living in Fukuoka and their dreams for the future, all in Japanese. The event will be held at the Science Hall of Fukuoka City Science Museum in Ropomatsu, Chuo Ward. Admission is free and no reservation is required. So please come and listen to the participants showcase the results of their hard work and language studies. For inquiries, contact the Japanese Speech Contest Executive Committee at the Fukuoka City International Foundation at 092-262-1744. Again, that number is 092-262-1744. To continue, well, moms and dads, would you like to come to a place where you and your child can have fun together? At Naraya Community Center in Hakata Ward, a monthly infant and toddler interaction class, Yarana Hiroba, is held for parents and children to enjoy time together. In October, the session will be held on Tuesday, the 28th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This month's activity is Eurythmics Class, 30 minutes, presented by Sano Kodomo Plaza. In this class, parents and children will move their whole bodies in rhythm with the music. It's a special opportunity to enjoy plenty of physical closeness and bonding. Through Eurythmics, you and your child can experience the joy of music and expressing yourselves together. For more details and information on how to register, please check the Fukuoka City International Foundation Facebook page. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.